part of the conversation. Send us a WhatsApp message on +27 73 470 3520 or call us at +27 12 001 7679. Let your voice be heard. Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.
10 minutes past 11 here on Adventist World Radio, powered by the SID Media. We are getting into our daily focus feature with Pastor Paz Momunga. We are looking at dealing with loss. That's the theme for this week. And the topic for today is the road to healing. And we do have Pastor on the line. Pastor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. And how are you?
We are doing well and hope you are doing well also and our listeners.
I am very well, thank you, my pastor. So before we get into our conversation, Pastor, can we open with a word of prayer?
Thank you. Our Redeemer and our Savior Jesus, we thank you for another opportunity to come in your presence, speak to your children, that your name will be glorified, someone will be encouraged, someone will be inspired, someone will be drawn closer to you than before. For that reason, we pray that you'll be with us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor. Let's get into it. So, my pastor, this week, we've been looking at dealing with loss, but today we are focusing on the road to healing. Loss is an inevitable part of life. And though grief is personal, we are never alone in it. As Christians, we have the assurance that God works with us, providing comfort and healing. How can we embrace this divine comfort in our journey of grief? Let's talk about how God's love can help us navigate the pain of loss while finding hope and peace. My first question to you, my pastor, is that what does it look like to lean on God's strength when we feel emotionally exhausted from grief?
Thank you. In the first place, when we look at grief and when one passes through emotional loss, it can be exhausting. We look at characters like Naomi and Ruth. Naomi has lost a husband, has lost two sons. Then she has got a daughter-in-law, Ruth, who has also lost a husband who was her son. And when Naomi arrives back home, as they went with Ruth, after that covenantal agreement that they will be together, the people looked at Naomi, and the Bible says they looked, is this Naomi? She looked totally different, worn out, exhausted, physically and emotionally. And from the response of Naomi, we can learn something. Naomi says, no, don't call me Naomi, but call me Mara, meaning call me bitter. And she says, God has dealt bitter with me. And one thing that we find in Naomi is that she does not ascribe the losses to secondary causes, that the husband died, the son died, maybe some relatives, some uncle bewitched them. No. She goes to God. It is God who has allowed this. As far as she is concerned, this issue must begin with God, and it must be sorted with God together with her. Mm. And this is the faith of Naomi that attracted Ruth. That the way this woman talks about God, she talks to God as a lover. She talks to God as her personal friend, someone she knows, someone whom she can relate with. And so we find that in all our emotions, Naomi is anchoring her faith in God. And this should be the same thing with us also. When we are passing through pain, even when we feel emotionally exhausted, that exhaustion should be taken to God and God alone.
Thank you so much, my pastor, for answering that question. And how can we pray through grief? How can we pray through grief and express our pain to God without feeling disconnected from Him?
Thank you. We draw a lesson from David, like we have said, even during the course of the week. From the Psalms, we can see someone who passes through grief. One of the verses where we can draw comfort from our lessons is Psalm 61, verse 2. Where David says, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to a rock that is higher than I. I got an important lesson where grief and pain is concerned. Where David acknowledges, that when my heart is overwhelmed, meaning there are situations that can overwhelm you. We are talking about someone who was a king. A king in those days was everything. He was the lawmaker. He owned the people. He owned the land. He owned everything. But this king would find frustration, find pain and grief. And so he says, when my heart is overwhelmed, do one thing. Lead me to a rock when that is higher than I. Remember also the case of Samson. He says when Samson was there, people were mocking him. He tells this person who was holding him, say, can you lead me to the pillars of this building? Then I'll be right. So we must have a source of strength. And the source of strength when we are pained and passing through loss is the rock that is higher than us. And that is the rock of ages, who is Jesus himself.
Wow. Thank you so much, my pastor. How can we find comfort in knowing that Jesus himself experienced grief and sorrow?
Thank you. Jesus passed through our road, except what he passed through is more than what we pass through ourselves. Mm. And we also need to know that Jesus saw your grief long before you were born. He saw what you passed through, and then he decided to travel that road first. The road that you are traveling, the temptations that you are passing through, the pain, the loss, he traveled it.
Yeah.
Look at his experience where he says, I'm overwhelmed to the point of death. And then we are told that when Christ was in the Garden of Gethsemane, the sweat became like blood. It were drops of blood. Now, you may be interested to learn, even our listeners, that is a surgical condition.
Right.
When you are stressed a lot, the blood vessels, they burst. And when they burst, the blood mixes with the sweat glands.
Mm.
Now, that is an emotional situation where someone is grieved, someone is pained to the point where the blood, the vessels that are carrying blood, they burst and then they go into the sweaty glands, and then they saw it on Jesus. What are we talking about? Jesus passes through where we are passing through. So whether you have lost a son, you have lost a daughter, you have lost a husband or a wife or someone close to you, Jesus felt it, and no wonder he sweated blood. And he did it on your behalf, and he did it on my behalf. What a comfort.
Wow, beautiful one, my pastor. What role do forgiveness and acceptance play in the healing process after loss?
Thank you. When someone has lost a beloved one, some of the emotional challenges is that I wish I had done more for my husband. I wish I had done more for my wife. Maybe she could have survived.
Hey.
Maybe my son, maybe our daughter, if we had just taken them to Morningside Clinic in Johannesburg, they would have survived, but I didn't do it. So someone can go with those feelings of, say, there's something I could have done. Someone is feeling guilt about the past situation. But we need to come to the realization where I would say, well, I need to forgive myself.
Hey.
I need to accept the situation. We may talk about forgiving others, but we also have to talk about certain times when we hold ourselves guilt, and that must be released. If Jesus forgave me, I also need to forgive myself.
Hey.
And then that is part of healing. I need to accept I didn't do what I could have done. And the situation cannot be reversed. And that is part of healing. When you accept that I did that, to as far as I was saying, that's the best that I did. And then you move on. So you need to forgive yourself. You need to accept yourself. And then accept the reality. And then you move on.
Hey, thank you so much, my pastor, for that. Because I've once had a conversation with my friend. She lost her brother. And then she was busy telling me that, lately my brother was checking up on me. Maybe I could have done something. She was starting to feel bad. Like, she was starting to feel like she could have done something. She could have stopped. She could have stopped him from killing himself. All those things. I was like, but you can't be blaming yourself for this. You won't stop such things in life.
That is true.
Eish. Thank you so much, my pastor. And before I let you go, here's the last one. How can we build a support network of friends and family who will help us through our grief while pointing us back to God's healing love?
Thank you. My sister and our listeners, for the sake of this question, I called yesterday a niece of mine who lost her husband this year in February in an accident, road traffic accident. I called her, had a conversation maybe for 10 to 15 minutes, if not 20 minutes. And I called her, that I called her specifically for this conversation. Say, I want to talk from experience. What did you pass through? She has posted things on Facebook, how she's handling the grief. So I said, what did you pass through? And what helped you the most? And then she said, what helped her most was the support system. And this support came from friends, from the neighbors, from the relatives. And I asked her, what support did you get? And she said, the support that she got was the multifaceted support. Some of the friends, she says, they gave her books to read on grief. How to process grief, how you should not be restrained, how you should grieve in your own way. No one should prescribe how you should be, how you should grieve. So she said, in my case, I write. So she posted some things on Facebook, how she's handling grief, and how she's now telling others that no one should tell you that you should do it this way or that way. It is different. So she says also the kind of relationship that you had also matters where grief is concerned. And she said some of the things that has helped her. Cause some people just call on me. You know, Nge, how are you doing? No, I'm doing well. I just called to check on you. And she says that matters a lot. Just someone who calls to know that there's someone who thinks about me. She also talks about visits. Some people who can just drop in. We have just come to check on you. Just for some 5 minutes. Shake hands. They pray. And she says that has helped her. And finally, she says also, you need also finances. You need money. She says at times we say, no, please, it shall be well with you. But we have to remember that at times, this widow is not only mourning the husband. She's also mourning. This is a breadwinner. This is a person who was bringing food on the table. But as far as we are concerned, she has just lost her husband. No, this is the someone who's providing money for the children, food for the home. So, and at a funeral, we don't even think about those things. But the widow is thinking about those things. What next now? Who is going to pay for my rent? So she says, as we talk about supporting, we also have to think about those things. Who is providing for the needs of this family? And that support system is very important when someone has lost a loved one.
Oh, powerful, Mfundisi. Mfundisi, shall we close with a word of prayer? But I want us to focus on those people who are dealing with loss, those people who are grieving, those people who cannot heal from losing their loved ones. So I want us to pray for those people today.
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Lord and our Savior, we thank you for goodness and we thank you for love. In a certain part, there is a listener who lost a husband, lost a wife, lost a child, lost a close family member, almost going to depression, failing to handle pain and loss, exhausted emotionally. We pray, Lord, that you may reach that one. Touch that one with your promises. Remind that person that you are never alone. Remind that person that you are with that person in grief and in pain, and that you will see them through. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for you walked the road of pain and sorrow before we walked it. Our Lord, bless us with your presence and your presence only. Remind us all the time that you are with us, that your word is true. I am with you always, even up to the end of the age. Thank you for your promises that are true, the promises that are set in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you so much, my pastor.
You are most welcome, my sister and our listeners. God bless you.
God bless you too, my pastor. Have a beautiful preparation day.
Thank you.
Amen. To our listeners at home, that was our Pastor Pasmo Munga, who was talking to us about dealing with loss. We were focusing on the road to healing. I hope you did enjoy that conversation. For now, we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we will be listening to our devotion for today. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.